USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. South Carolina state officials, including Governor Henry McMaster, held a press conference Saturday to give an update on the state's transition from response to recovery following Hurricane Ian's impact on Friday. Despite the heavy rain, high winds, and life-threatening storm surge on the coast, there have been no storm-related deaths reported, and only 35,000 of the original 240,000 power outages remain. Kim Stenson from the South Carolina Emergency Management Division says most of the damages were centered on the coastline.
Well, most of the state suffered some impacts from Hurricane Ian. The hardest hit areas were along the coast from Charleston up to Horry County.
Stenson added only a handful of counties have reported damages so far.
At least three counties with infrastructure damage, eight counties reporting residential damage, and five counties reporting some level of business damage.
While Florida's Gulf Coast cities felt the brunt of Hurricane Ian, the state's central cities were not spared. Rising rivers caused serious damage and calls for help. In Orlando, FEMA assistance is needed. Congresswoman Val Demings, chair of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Emergency Preparedness, had just returned from Puerto Rico to assess the damage of Fiona when Ian hit her home state. She said this kind of powerful storm is exactly what her committee plans for, saying FEMA and the officials of the central cities did their job.
And while we wish we did not have to endure or weather the storms, if you will, one thing I can say about the leaders who stand with us today is that they come through time and time again.
Officials in Florida now say at least 34 people are now dead as a result of the storm that made landfall there Wednesday. While the Fort Myers area bore the worst of Hurricane Ian's wrath, the heavy rain continues to cause flooding issues along flatlands, including near Tampa. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Friday seemed one of those watershed moments in history as Russian President Vladimir Putin signed treaties to illegally annex a large swath of eastern and southern Ukraine, like it did with Crimea in 2014. Coming 7 months into the conflict and with near daily nuclear threats by backs-to-the-wall Kremlin leaders, Putin chillingly voted to protect the newly annexed regions by all available means. Almost immediately, Ukraine's president countered by applying to join the NATO military alliance, setting Russia up to face off against the West. And he thought that this kind of harrowing brinkmanship had ended with the 1980s when the last Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and then U.S. President Ronald Reagan eased the Cold War and the specter of nuclear Armageddon is now gone. Edgar Stevens, who manages the Cherry Grove Pier in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, stood yards away as a 100-foot section from the pier's middle came crashing into the ocean. He said the Cherry Grove Pier is a staple for community members and tourists alike. We're a destination, not just a fishing pier, Stevens said. The pier has been rebuilt after storms twice since the 1980s, said Stevens, who added that the family who owns the pier is committed to rebuilding, though it could take 6 or 7 months to get the necessary building materials. Saturday Night Live has undergone some drastic changes ahead of its 48th season, which premieres Saturday, October the 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.